Great radio. News Talk 1480 WHBC.
See, now, if you were watching on television, you would see me in my grass skirt.
Really? I'm sitting right next to you,
How
and
about
I'm not
those
looking.
Legs?
I am not looking, man.
You know what? I hear Hawaiian music, and you know what that means?
What does that mean, Jim?
That means Hurricane Flossie is expected to pass just south of the Big Island today.
Oh.
And this is the follow-up to the earthquake they had on the Big Island yesterday. It was a 5.3 quake just south of Hilo. Caused a small landslide, but other than that, everything is fine in paradise. And everything's fine on News Talk 1480 WHBC because we have the Hawaiian expert on our telephone right now.
Yes, we do.
And he's a doctor, Dr. Matthew B. James. Hi, Doc.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got this pain in my left shoulder. I'll bet you're not that kind of a doctor, are you?
No, I'm not that kind of a doctor.
I have a feeling. Well, welcome to Canton.
Thank you very much.
Are you a football fan?
Am I a football fan? Yeah, growing up in Hawaii, volleyball is probably the bigger sport out there, but I did grow up really enjoying football. My father's from the East Coast, and I grew up a really big fan of football.
Well, very good, because when next time you get here to Canton, we'll take you to the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, yeah. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about Huna.
Huna?
Huna.
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 And what the heck is that?
That's usually the first question that someone asks when they come by a booth, if we're at an expo or if they're browsing the web and they see that. Simply put, Huna is a study of the self, a study of the individual, and a way to put things into perspective for you to be able to create what you want in your life. I guess that would be the easiest way to put it.
And that is what Huna. We know as Huna. Sometimes it can be very frightening for someone to take a real good look at themselves.
That's true. That is absolutely true. The original word for word for what was practiced in Hawaii had more to do with the psychology, the emotions, the mental aspects, even the energy work of the individual. The word huna actually means hidden wisdom or secret. But today, huna is more adequately applied to a series of techniques that help you get in touch with yourself. And you're right, for some people, it could be a little bit frightening to look inside yourself. And I think that there's more and more people that are wanting to do that, though. I run a lot of seminars and trainings, and I found that people right now are beginning to ask some really good questions, like, why am I here? What do I want to do with my life? What's the purpose? How can I be happier? And they're looking for things that will assist them in figuring that out.
And you've got all the answers right inside of you if you just know how to unlock them.
Oh, you said it absolutely to the perfection, because a lot of people look outside themselves. And that's one of the first things that I say is that, you know, there are certain things that you can find outside yourself. You can find knowledge. You can meet someone. You guys know things about Canton that I don't know. You guys know things about where you live. And you said if I went there, you'd take me to the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
The experience when I get there, that would be my own personal experience. That would be the experience inside myself. And I'm in control of how I experience that. So when a person is looking outside themselves for knowledge, I think that's appropriate. I think that that's a good thing. And when they want to create change in their life, when they want to, you know, learn how to love more, learn how to love themselves more or someone else, or they want to learn how to be happier in their life, in their career, in their relationship, with their health, a lot of what they have to do comes from inside, a lot of the dedication and the change that they need to do.
All right. Now, one thing that struck me as I was reading through the material here was donate your excess weight. How do we do that?
How do we do that? Well, in the Hawaiian system, in the Huna system, there's a lot of different things. And I want to be really clear here that there's a lot of things that are out there, a lot of people that are out there teaching things like positive thinking. And I agree with positive thinking. I'm making sure that you have the right focus, that you say the right things to yourselves, that you have the right pictures in your head and the right feelings that are in alignment with what you want to do. And I need to be blunt, though. You also have a physical body, which means that at some point you got to get up and do something. And I was doing another radio interview, and someone also asked about that. And this is something that was very personal to me, because I've lost about 65 pounds. I've reduced my weight by about 65 pounds and went on my own personal journey of weight loss. And so you have to do something that gets your physical body going, that gets your physical body in shape. Simply put, though, what we look at from the HUNA perspective is, how can you even begin to do something on the physical if your thinking and your emotions aren't in alignment with what you want to achieve? Mm-hmm. For example, I mean, if you're afraid to even face that, then that type of fear would need to be released. If you're thinking weight loss, when I talk to people, I say, when you lose something, because Pam, you asked a question, right? When you lose something, what usually happens when you lose something?
You end up finding it at some
point.
You
end up finding it. So I say, even what you call it sometimes can have an effect on your outcome, can have an effect on what you're going to achieve. So I said, let's do something else. Let's call it weight donation or weight reduction. Donate it back to the universe, you know? There are people that could use it, probably.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So just the what you call it changes the energy, changes the essence of your focus.
All right.
Very
Dr.
good.
James, food for thought. Good stuff.
Food for thought. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, another way to donate that excess weight, stay out of that box of donuts.
I agree with that one.
All right. Hey, doctor, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, if you would like more on HUNA and Dr. James, go to WHBC.com. We have a link to Dr. James' website. And once again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.